One of the paradoxes of life here in the 21st century is that the more connected we are through technology, think about it, the less connected we become on a meaningful human level. And there's a very good reason for that. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. If you're on email, you probably love it and hate it all at the same time. On the one hand, it's so convenient, no more writing letters and taking them down to the post office. On the other hand, it can drive you insane. Every day, I receive between 300 and 400 emails. Now, a lot of that's junk mail, and the technology these days puts that straight in the bin for me. But of the 100 or so that remain, some of them are kind of important, and there's always a handful that are really important. After being on email for a good many years, finally, I realized it was dominating my life. I was spending hours dancing to other people's tunes just because they'd sent me an email. I was spending time answering them, whether it was important or not. Life can be like that too. We can spend most of our time reacting to other people's agendas and dealing in trivia, all of which ends up crowding out the important stuff. So, what is the important stuff then? Mark chapter 12, verses 29 to 31. Jesus answered, "The most important command is this. People of Israel, listen. The Lord our God is the only Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. The second most important command is this. Love your neighbor the same as you love yourself. These two commands are the most important. Don't let other people's agendas divert you from the most important things in life." That's God's word, fresh for you today. The thing I so love about the Word of God is the power of the insights that it drops into our hearts on a deep emotional and spiritual level. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching straight out of God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com. May you be blessed as you receive God's Word.